What is it, my Lord Northumberland?
To Berkeley now.
Believe me, noble Lancaster. I am a stranger here in Gloucestershire. These high wild hills and rough uneven ways draws out our miles and makes them weary. And yet, your fair discourse has been as sugar, making the hard way sweet and delectable. But I bethink me what a weary way from Ravensborough to Cotswold will be found by Ross and Willoughby wanting your company, which, I protest, hath very much beguiled the tediousness and process of my travel.
Of much less value is my company than your good words. But who comes here?
It is my Lord of Grantley, as I guess.
My Lord of Hertford, my message is to you.
My Lord, my answer is to Lancaster. And I am come to seek that name in England, and I must find that title in your tongue before I make reply to what you say.
Mistake me not, my Lord. It is not my meaning to raise one title of your honor out. To you, my Lord, I come, what Lord you will, from the most gracious regent of this land, the Duke of York, to know what pricks you on to take advantage of the absent time and fright our native peace with self-borne arms.
I shall not need transport my words by you. Here comes his grace in person. My noble uncle,
show me thy humble heart and not thy knee whose beauty is deceivable and false.
My gracious uncle.
Tut, tut. Grace me no grace, nor uncle me no uncle. I am no traitor's uncle, and that word grace in an ungracious mouth is but profane. Why have those banished and forbidden legs dared once such a dust of England's ground?
My gracious uncle, let me know my fault. On what condition stands it and wherein?
Even in condition of the worst degree, in gross rebellion and detested treason, thou art a banished man, and here art come before the expiration of thy time in braving arms against thy sovereign.
As I was banished Hereford. But as I come for Lancaster. A noble uncle, I beseech your grace, look on my wrongs with an indifferent eye. You are my father. For methinks in you, I see old Gaunt alive. Oh, then, my father, will you permit that I shall stand condemned, a wandering vagabond, my rights and royalties plucked from my arms perforce and given away to upstart unthrifts? Wherefore was I born? If that my cousin king be king in England, it must be granted I am Duke of Lancaster. You have a son, Omer, my noble cousin. Had you first died, and he been thus trod down, he should have found his uncle Gaunt a father to rouse his wrongs and chase them to the bay.
The noble Duke has been too much abused.
My Lord Northumberland, let me tell you this. I have had feeling of my cousin's wrongs and labored all I could to do him right. But in this time to come, in braving arms, be his own carver and cut out his way to find out right with wrong, it may not be. And you that do abet him in this kind, cherish rebellion and are rebels all.
The noble Duke hath sworn his coming is but for his own. And for the right of that, we all have strongly sworn to give him aid. And let him never see joy that breaks that oath.
Well, well. I see the issue of these arms. I cannot mend it, I must needs confess, because my power is weak and all ill left. But if I could, by him that gave me life, I would arrest you all and make you stoop under the sovereign mercy of the king. But since I cannot, be it known unto you, I do remain as neuter. So, fare you well. Unless you please to enter in the castle and there repose you for the night.
An offer, uncle, that we will accept. But we must win your grace to go with us to Bristow Castle, which they say is held by Bushy, Baggett, and their accomplices, the caterpillars of the Commonwealth, which I have sworn to weed and pluck away.
It may be I will go with you, but yet I'll pause, for I am loath to break our country's laws. Nor friends nor foes to me welcome you are. Things past redress are now with me. Pass it there.